Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back here for the final stretch of the day. We're back here for the final stretch in studio. Next time you see us, fingers crossed, we'll be at Circa Swim. We'll be at Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas, live for Summer League, gearing up for the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Clippers. On Thursday night, we're going to have some fun, create a different look, man. It's going to be a vibe. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, I'm with that, though. I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
Are we going? What are we doing? Tank top, open shirt. What are you doing tomorrow? I know thighs are going to be just all over the place.
I know, get my shortest shorts out. I know what I'm wearing tomorrow. You just got to tune in, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. It's going to be expensive. So we know that for sure.
The Rick Ross Versace fit. I'm knowing.
Yeah, probably.
Mix
that voice
Miami.
You hear is our man Devin Henderson of The Athletic. Devin, we got a chance to link up at the Golden One Center this past weekend, and we'll start with the question that we've been asking everybody who's been watching Kings basketball over the course of the last couple of days. Your first impressions of the new face of the franchise, Darius Akof.
Yeah, I liked it. Everybody is getting on him about the 9-for-29 in the first game, but he turned it around a little bit more, going 7-19 in the next game. But what I noticed more was, what I was impressed by was, like, there didn't seem to be anywhere on the floor where he couldn't get to that he wanted to. Like, if he wanted to take a midi pull-up from the right elbow, he was going to get there, and it didn't matter. It was like the defenders were like cones in front of him. Now, he was missing them. But, you know, first game, jitters, obviously, you know, it's going to take some time to kind of get up to speed for him. But, like, I was most impressed by his ability to navigate the floor. And, like, yes, some of it was California Classic defenders and Summer League defenders. But, like, that also was Yegor Denham across from him, who's going to be in the league. That also was Ben Seraph across from him, who's going to be in the league. And he was able to find his spot seemingly at will. If he wanted to collapse the defense, he did it. If he wanted, like I said, if he wanted to find his elbow jumper, he did it. And it didn't seem like there was anybody who could stop him from finding those spots. Getting the shots to fall down, that'll come. But I was most impressed by kind of his ability to navigate the defense. And he didn't have a bunch of assists over the weekend, but the ones that he did, it was like, you could see this is a guy who led the SEC in assists per game last year. And so there's definitely, like, there's some playmaking chops there and ability to kind of shift the floor and able to find what he wants, that I think I was really impressed by.
Yeah, he's a bona fide certified scorer out there. That's something that we all were aware of. I knew he was a good passer, but even seeing him on this level, with the floor being a little bit more wide open than it is in a college game, on the pro level, his passing ability was on full display in those two games he played. I mean, his vision, his precision is top flight. And that's something that, once again, I knew he was a good passer. He looks to be a great passer after.
I mean, that pass to the corner against Milwaukee passed like three people.
Which one? That's the crazy. He did it like three, four times. That's crazy.
Right. And I think the other thing with him was great score, but like you saw, like it could come at all three levels from him. And again, like the 3-point shot wasn't falling at a great clip, but you could see like he's creating the space. He looks comfortable in it. It's just about getting the shot to come down. He found a bunch of points in the mid range. And then in the Nets game, I forgot who it was on, but he almost dunked on somebody, threw the ball off the back rim. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of got up out of nowhere. I was like, oh, how did he like, he got up there real fast. And I think like, most impressive was just seeing him able to feel comfortable in getting what he wants at all three levels. Obviously, it'll change when you're going against all NBA defenders, but I was impressed by his ability to navigate the floor.
Our man Devin Henderson with us here on The Athletic. I just noticed something. It's kind of making me chuckle. I had noticed this a couple of days before, but I needed to see this to confirm. Shams Charania just tweeted that Chris Middleton has agreed on a 3-year, $17.6 million deal with the Washington Wizards. Via a sign and trade. What I find funny is Shams Charania's use of just in versus breaking. Chris Middleton, just in.
Did Caris LeVert get a breaking? Because that just happened a few
years ago. I don't think Caris LeVert got a breaking.
I would hope not.
I actually think Caris LeVert might have gotten a breaking because it got my attention. Because I saw breaking and I saw Detroit Pistons. Let me double check. Then there's a few transactions where he doesn't write just in and he doesn't write breaking. And Caris LeVert was one. He just wrote that the Detroit Pistons are trading Caris LeVert.
Didn't he do that for DeAndre Ayton too?
He did.
There was the same graphic, but no words.
Kevon Looney got nothing.
Yeah.
Man, even Jalen Brunson's surgery didn't get anything. Donovan Mitchell though, Donovan Mitchell breaking. Got breaking.
Yeah, that's breaking. That's what a big boys play. That's breaking.
Donovan Mitchell got breaking. Oh, DeMar got just in. DeMar got just in. What do you think about the Kings parting ways? We'll get back to the rookies for sure. What do you think about the Kings parting ways with DeMar DeRozan? Where might he land?
Well, two-part question. One, I think it
don't ever ask a two-part question, Devin. You're better than I am. Don't ever ask a two-part question.
Yeah. I mean, I think it had to happen. I think with the way that the franchise is going, having a 36-year-old ball dominant mid-range scorer just wasn't in the cards if they want to move forward. I think also like A-Cuff's going to start taking a lot of that kind of the shot diet for the team. And so having somebody who needs 20 shots a game to be effective just doesn't really fit when you can have A-Cuff who you want to grow further than that. As far as where he lands, that's a good question. Because he's a very particular player that needs a very particular system for him to work. Like off the top of my head, like I don't think he can go to necessarily a contender. Like I don't see a contender where he seems to be the last piece they need. Honestly, maybe Detroit. Because Detroit desperately needed a second perimeter scorer. And by perimeter, I just mean not Jalen Duren. Mm-hmm. I could see Detroit might be interesting. I just think the game is moving away from players like that that can't consistently shoot from downtown. But I think Detroit could be interesting as far as contenders. I mean, Charlotte's in need of of any players at this point. They traded away all their best scorers. I think that it would be a fun experiment for him. They could probably get him for cheap, like a 2-year deal and just, hey, you want to come hoop and we'll win 40 games if that. Charlotte could be interesting, but I think Detroit in terms of contenders, like that would really fit for him because they needed another guy that they can throw the ball to and go get a bucket when they need it late.
What about, and I don't know if he's the guy that is part of that, you know, system. But what about Boston?
Yeah, I thought about Boston early,
but
too.
But DeMar.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that might. That
Do you
might,
know how many that, threes they need? They need to have their players take in Boston.
True, but Brad Stevens said, you know, he's rethinking that strategy after what they saw in these playoffs this past year. So if he's looking to change that up a little bit and give a different wrinkle, you need a guy that maybe can score a little bit in the mid range and get into the foul line. Maybe he might work.
I just worry about how ball dominant DeRozan can get at times. And in a system like Boston, where obviously you already have your bona fide star, Jason Tatum, but they're a team that for a long time has strived on hey, we have Tatum and we even have Brown, but we're able to move the ball a lot, and they're a very like ball movement type of team. And so I kind of worry about him in that system.
Devin Henderson of The Athletic with us here on D'Lo and KC. Let's get back to the Sacramento Kings. Let's get back to these guys we saw at the California Classic here at the Golden One Center over the course of the last couple of days. Obviously, Darius Acuff, kind of the focal point here for Sacramento Kings fans. Did anyone else really grab your attention that made you excited to potentially see them play with the big roster this year?
I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play, but Emmanuel Sharp impressed me. Yeah,
for sure.
And I don't know if anybody else. I mean, point defender. He was shooting the ball well. He had, what was it? I think it was like 13 in the first game, 18 in the second game. I don't remember exactly what he had in the third game, but he can shoot. He shot the ball pretty well. He can score. Obviously, size is an issue, but like, this guy's a dog. And like, I don't know that he's necessarily at that level yet of what Davion Mitchell was, but definitely trending in that direction of like, hey, this guy's going to go out there and he's going to try to shut down the best guard that he can. He's going to be able to, I think, even a little bit better than Davion. He's going to be able to hit his threes, hit his shots. And there's this energy that he has along with Dylan Cardwell that like, it galvanizes a team. Like, you see him go out there and you see him like, he's beating his chest and he's yelling, and just in the summer league, like, that's a guy that you want to have it for a team like this that's growing, like those guys that just lifts everybody up with them.
And Devin, I know you watch a lot of college basketball, and we didn't get a chance to see him at the California Classic, may not see him at all in this summer league, but Alex Caraban, I'm really anxious to see what he's able to bring, because he comes from the same type of program over there with Dan Hurley at UConn, with the toughness that he prepares his players to play with. But his shooting ability at that size is something that also can not only help out with the team in general, but it could also help open things up for Darius Acuff, with just having another shooter out there and another high IQ player to be able to help him out.
Yeah. And I think his ceiling, I mean, it could be higher, but I think like, he projects to be at his best. A player is very similar to what Keegan was his rookie year, which is that 6'9" kind of wing player that can shoot very, very well at a really high clip. And I think that could, you know, you can't get enough 6'9" players that can shoot threes at 40% or better.
Is your messaging app on? Or you got Teams on? Sorry. Is that what that is?
I mean, the work chat is going.
I thought Kenny was hitting his microphone. I'm like, Kenny didn't move. What is that noise? That's funny.
I can mute that for you.
That's funny. I can't think of another time that's happened in this show, and it's happened twice just today.
That's what was happening.
We were talking to Marcus earlier. I was like, Marcus, Marcus's chat was going nuts. It was going absolutely nuts. Like, Marcus, you got it. Can we get a mute on that thing or something? Yours was a little more subtle. Our man Devin Henderson of The Athletic. Sam Amick probably blowing you up right now. Like, hey man, what you doing over there? We're not supposed to be over there. Like, man, what's going on?
Amick's on his way to Las Vegas right now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Deep. He absolutely is. As we are too. We will see you there tomorrow when the show begins at 2:00. Devin, Casey just mentioned this. You watched a lot of college basketball. Were you in on Darius for the Kings during that whole, you know, during the process leading into the draft? Was that the guy you wanted to see land here?
Yeah, 100%. I think if you fell anywhere outside of the top four, 100%. I think that, and I've told both you guys this, like, I think with Acuff, the thing is, you want a player that fans want to go watch and see, and they're entertaining. I don't necessarily know if the Kings are ready to you know, go screaming back into the playoffs this year, but this is a guy who at some point in the near future is going to be averaging 25 or more points a game in this league. Like, 100%, I can see it. I think that he looks like a very, very energetic, not as talented yet, but a very, very energetic Jalen Brunson in that way. As like that small guard, can score at any level, can get to whatever shot that he wants. And like, he's somebody fun for the Kings can rally around. I think that, and obviously at Arkansas, like you saw in March Madness, he had, what was it? I have it up. He had 24, 36, and 28 in his three games for Arkansas. Like, this is an exciting player. The fans are going to want to come out and watch, and they're going to want to kind of galvanize around. And I think that it's huge for them. Like a player like Keaton Wagler, I think, does he maybe project as like a more all-around player, I guess, well-rounded, but like in terms of like that excitement level, if you're already picking seventh, like You want a player that's going to be exciting, that's going to get people that want to come watch Sacramento and in turn want to come join and play in Sacramento with them.
I'm as high as anybody.
I can tell you, like, I was sick when the Kings got the seventh pick because I thought that Acuff was going to go higher than seven. Like, I thought the Nets were going to take him at six. And early in the process, it looked like they were. And then kind of late, Mykal Brown kind of surged there. So I was ecstatic that he felt.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven.
Mykal Brown Jr. played yesterday. Looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know, and I saw some highlights.
He did some good stuff out there. But I'm as high on Darius Acuff as anybody. Like me, his dad, and his uncle might be the highest on Darius Acuff Jr. But you know, in the effort of fairness, he's not a perfect player. Are there things that you saw out there from him that concern you, or that you hope that he improves on as he goes further in his career?
Well, there definitely was some missed defensive assignments. Like I specifically remember there was a backdoor cut. There was two of them actually against the Nets that he missed pretty badly. That's really it. And that's a big glaring thing. But like, there are a lot of players in this league who they hide defensively and teams are able to kind of build their defensive systems around it. I would, you know, you would want a player that can play both ways, and that's definitely a concern with him. But I think that, you know, if he's going to end up averaging 25, 26, 27 points a game, like, you're going to have to live with it. I mean, I think that defensively is the biggest thing for him. He does not seem to be a super, I don't want to say engaged because that might seem harsh, but he does not seem to be a super impactful defender so far.
Devin Henderson, The Athletic, with us here on D'Lo and KC. The Kings just released their summer league roster for Vegas.
Okay.
I say that because Maxime Reynaud is on it.
He's on his way back.
Back from France?
I just thought I'd point that out.
He's on his way back.
Now, what's it mean? I don't know, but Max is on it. Alex is on it too. So do with that what you will. July 3rd. July 3rd, so it had to be July 2nd.
Yeah.
That he rolled his ankle. So we're coming up. First game is July 9th. Like I'm not really sure where Alex is with that, but he is in fact on the roster. Alex Caravan and Maxime Reynaud both on the summer league rosters.
All right, now come on now.
Excited that Acuff and Reynaud duo is going to be something to watch this year.
Yeah, especially I think that's something people really want to see.
If Reynaud can like get into the pick and pop game and he can pull big men out of the lane, that's going to give a lot of space for Acuff to operate, and that's going to be fun to watch.
So let me ask you something kind of related to that. You decided to watch Acuff and Maxime Reynaud. Are you confident enough in Maxime Reynaud and or Dylan Cardwell to be ready to move on from Domantas Sabonis at this point?
I mean, that's the question. I think it's for the right compensation. I think that I'm always been a big believer in like, you don't just move people for the sake of moving them. I feel like a lot of franchises do that. And so like, if you're moving Sabonis, are you trying to free up cap space to get a big free agent, which there aren't a lot? Are you getting something of value back, whether that's first round picks on projected lottery picks? I am not of the mind of like, Sabonis has had a rough year. Maybe he doesn't fit. So let's just offload him for whatever. I think that there has to be a significant return for a player that was an all-star for many years, that was an all-NBA player, that led the league in double-doubles, that still is only, what is he, only 30 years old? Like, he still has, I think, you know, 3 to 4 effective years left. I'm not a fan of just offloading him. I do think that the team is going to start moving a little bit faster than maybe he fits perfectly. But I still think, I mean, at his best, like, he's still, you know, easily top 10, if not higher, center in the league. And so at his best, it's just how much of that are you getting? But what are you getting back for him?
Devin, great stuff, my man. We appreciate you. Enjoy the happiest place on earth. And
yes,
we'll talk to you here again soon.
Yes, sir. See y'all.
Take care, big dog.
That's our man Devin Henderson right there.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.